cheshbon on Shabbos. So drashi b'shema b'kach means for going shekvar hoyu, something that happened already. Litzurich elishovru could go in kach b'kach hoytzaisi v'binyan zeh. You say I spend this much money, I bought this house. So without you bought it already, it's not mageya to the future. So that you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. You're allowed to say cheshbon is what happened already. For the gemara reminu avakasha or reminu. You're allowed to make cheshbonis what you don't need. It's not negay, it's ain't tzorich. The yain mechashbin cheshbonis to tzrichim b'shabbos. But you're not allowed to make cheshbonis on Shabbos, something that you still need, pertains to. Case said, what's the case? Oiner odim lechaveroi. Kach tzakach po'alim hoitzeisi, or else the Bach answer is, hiskarti shel soda, al soda. I mean, I had to spend and hire so many workers outside the zoo in order to make this field produce. I had to spend money to hire this much amount of poilim. You're allowed to say I spent this much money and bought this house. Since it happened already, it's not nogeya to anything right now, so you're allowed to talk about it. But you're not allowed to say loy kach v'kach hoitzeisi. The kach v'kach and the yosid loitzi. But you're not allowed to say I spent already half the money, but you should know I still have to spend yet more money. So since you're talking about what you're going to have to spend this week, that's also to talk about on Shabbos. So you can't say what you're going to do, business you're going to do, but things that already happened, that's called dvarim shema v'kach. That you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. There's a stira on the braisa gufa right now. There's gufa, a stira in the braisa. Higufa. So what's the kashi gufa? First we're saying, cheshboine shema bekach is mutter, it says at the end. And the beginning of the braisa, it says fakert. It says, tanya namihochi, cheshboine sho'ovru v'shasidim liyas asurim. So sha'ovru means cheshbonis that happened already. Still it's osur. So chura cheshbonis that happened already, that's called dvarim shema b'kach. Here we're saying it's mutter. And before it's mash mitzosa, but the more to steer in the din itself. The time of kashu lo chigufa. El, the teretz is like this. Ho di ika agro di agira gabe. Ho di leka agro di agira gabe. As if you paid them all up already, you don't owe the perlim any money, then you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. You're allowed to say, I had to hire 50 workers to work on this field, providing you already paid them all up. So since they're all paid up already, it might not come in how many workers you had, you don't have, it's not negated to you anymore. Then you can talk about it. But if you say, I had to hire 50 workers for this field, but you didn't pay them up yet, so then it's negated that you still have to pay them up, then it's also to talk about on Shabbos. Rashi, kach v'kach hoitzeisi, alma ovru mutarin, tikshlo chigufo, braisa kamaisa reisha katoni, shavru asurin, that's the theron. Before the braisa says, even though something that already happened, you're saying you hired already 50 workers, it's awesome. V'seifu katoni, shema b'kach mutarin, dainu ovrum. And the seifu says, no, dvarim shema b'kach, some to say, I already hired 50 workers last week, it's mutar. The teretz is, if you still have to pay them, you didn't pay the wages yet, so it's negated to your business yet. You have to spend this much money this week. Then you can't talk about it on Shabbos. But if you already paid them up, you stop saying that you did it, that's dvarim shema b'kach, might not mean you did, you didn't do it, that's mut to talk about on Shabbos. That's not called cheshbonis, that you're going to come to do business on Shabbos. The Mishnah says you can't go and put yourself near the Tchum on Shabbos today to be able to get Purim right after Shabbos. Tana Rabbonin, Maitze b'chosad echod, shenifritzo loy peretz b'teich sodeil. It happened on Shabbos that he had a field and he had a wall, a gate around it before Shabbos, and on Shabbos the wall fell down. A peretz means a breaking. The part of the gate broke down. So the chura, evenimlach oleh legoidra. And he thought right away, the first thing you do, your fence breaks down on your property, that the fence is guarding it for you, you want to build it up again. So first he figured, v'nimlach lele goydri, he thought right away, I'm going to go down now and fix up the fence on Shabbos. V'nizka, then later, sheshabbosu. Then he remembered, no, it's Shabbos today, obviously I can't do it. V'nimno ise chosid v'le goydri. Obviously the chosid taket didn't build the fence, since he remembered it's Shabbos, he didn't build the fence. So the Gemara of Nasa Lenes, and this happened to this chosid, the also loy tzlaf, that a tzlaf tree grew exactly where the pirtzi, where the hole in the wall was, this tzlaf tree did two things. Eshton was such a thick tree, it clogged up the hole there, and also it gave him so much fruit, he was able to make a panos of him and his whole household. So Drashi, tzlaf, ilon godlu, it's a big tree, obala nofam arba, it has a lot of branches. Ushloishimini oichel, we have the Gemara in Brochis, three different type of fruits grow on this tree. Yesh bepeiroisav, evyoynes, the berries, kafrisin, volulvin. The kafrisin has the ika tree, and then the shomer, the around it, the peels around you. So the kids say that's the maisel. Churitz a modna maisel, like Churitz Mashmei, he was a chosid, he did a maisel titkis, and because he did a maisel titkis, he was echa for this nest. It's a chur kasha. What's the ma'aser titkis? What do you do? So I care. The chur, why is the guy a chosid? Hey, so as soon as the fence broke down on Shabbos, the first thing you do is he went to fix it. What kind of chosid is that? What do you mean he went to fix it? And then he remembered today was Shabbos. What kind of chosid is that? You remember today Shabbos as Yashkayach. You have no head to do it on Shabbos. What's the haba mean here? And what's the ma'aser titkis? So this is interesting. The Taz, he brings on the side here, the Taz in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin asked us for kasha. He wants to learn a chiddush. It's a shalal alocha there. If a guy does a malocha for you on Shabbos, it's a shalal, you're not allowed to have a no from it on Shabbos. That's what we hold. Some shittas hold, it's also to have a no leilam void. Once the guy did it for you on Shabbos, it was done by Yisran, you're not allowed to have a no leilam void. That's alocha. So the Taz wants a boyois, that's beyond this chosid. The chosid of the pshat is that as soon as it fell down, Eshens, he wants to say two pshatim. Mavada nimlo chalel agreidrom. It doesn't mean he really had das to build it up. He was a chosid. Mavada knew it Shabbos. He knows he couldn't do it. It just meant one pshat is he wanted to tell a guy to do it. That was his machshava first. He wanted to tell a guy to do it, and even though then he changed his mind and he didn't tell a guy to do it. But I call upon him what the person the chosid did is it says nimlo chalel agreidrom. The nimlo is the chosid like Yidri. He learns the pshat is that the chosid made a knas upon himself. That since he had to have a minute to tell a guy to do it, and if the guy would have done it on Shabbos to build up the fence would have been also to have an ol or lam void. So he made a knas upon himself. He's never going to build a fence there. That was the chosid did. He considered himself that not only on Shabbos didn't he build a fence, but even after Shabbos he didn't build a fence. Hey, since he had a ksas machshava to do a ksas ister, he thought in his mind maybe I should go tell a guy to do it. So he's such a chosid about that machshav in his mind that he considered himself not to build a fence there l'olam v'ed. Also because he holds like this shittel halacha that if the guy would have done it, it would have been also to have a no from it. So he considered himself. That's what Igmar brings down this maisa. Alright, that's what the Taz wants to say. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mute liyodam loyme lechaveroi, likrach ploini ani hoylich lemocher. You could talk to your friend on Shabbos and tell him, you know, I have to go to the next city. I have to go to Beverly Hills. I have to go down to the valley. I have to go to the valley tomorrow. That's mutter to say. Or the krach pranimam is the next town. I can say I have to go to the next town. Why? I lechur is chus letchum. Why are you allowed to say it? We say shim yesh burganin hoylich. Because the locher is, what's the yisa now? You're going chus letchum. Chus letchum is also to walk. But there are eitzes how to go chus letchum. That means burgundy means if there are small houses that a shomer lives there. So let's see Rashi. So if within every 70 yamas out of the city there's a house that somebody lives, the tchum goes kaseidah. Hey, the pshat from the tchum is there's a city, people live there. Out of the city means nobody lives there. Now the first 70 yamas out of the city, that's the dividing point. Say that it's called the end of the city. Let's say you have like 60 yamas out of the city, and put at the end of 60 yamas is a small house there, that makes the city goes further. The tchum then first starts a pay mama from that house. Let's say 70 yamas away is again a small house there, small hut, that somebody's there, then you go weiter. So Maisa, there is a hechatimsa how you could walk to the next city. Luitsu, there would have been small houses on the road. Every 70 yamas, you would be allowed to walk there. So the pshat is, that you say you're going to walk there, it's not 100% isser. There are sometimes that's mutter. Therefore, we're allowed to talk about this on Shabbos. It's not called, you vadi have to do an isser to get to that city. As if you say, I'm going to ride my car there tomorrow, that's usser, because you're not allowed to ride a car on Shabbos. But just to say, I'm going to go to that city tomorrow, that's mutter. Because there are hechatimsas how you can get there even today on Shabbos. So it's not cool you're doing an isser. Trashi, Shim Yesh Loi Burganin, Me'ayin Amo Li'ayin Ami, every 70 Yamas and onwards. Hoylich, Afilu B'Shabbos, then you could walk, even on Shabbos. Sha'akil Choshe Kirachas, it's all considered like one city. V'chole ir k'dal damas. Those cities like dal damas. K'di armina b'yervin. Like it says in Masecht Ervin. V'chi von du dover sheesh leheter. Ayidei takona b'shabiz. Since it's shaykh for you to walk to that city on Shabbos, if there would be this burgenin, there would be these houses along the road in every 70 yamis. His mele mutul yarm afilu b'malkim shein shom hetim. Yilad es say yechaver. I'm going to walk there even now to that city. There's no hetim. There's just a problem. The etzem malacha is not a malacha. It's only missing a hetim of a tchum. But if they're not, if there are cases that it's mutter, you're allowed to talk about it. Neklakvani holach l'malchum shem yesh burgenin holach. Tanan, our Mishnah says, "Ein machshichem al atchum lisko poilim." You're not allowed to walk the end of the tchum on Shabbos. Today, that right after Shabbos, you go over the tchum to hire your workers. Olahavi peiris, and you're not allowed to go there to bring back peiris either. You can't walk to the tchum today. That right after Shabbos, you walk to your orchard and you cut off the peiris and bring them back. So the more vishlei malisko poilim to be Shabbos le motzi agur. Vishlaim, you can't walk there for the purpose of hiring workers, because on Shabbos there's no heter to hire workers. You can't hire a worker on Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos you're not allowed to walk to the end of the tchum. Elo lohavi peiros, but if you're only walking there for the purpose of carrying back peiros, why is it also lemer shem yesha mechitzas maybe? Like it's not vaday also to bring back peiros. Let's say there would be mechitzas. Let's say there'd be a big rishus hayachid. There'll be an erev there. So then you would be allowed to carry it back. So about this, Eichet Tim Sai can carry back your Paris, it should be mutter to walk there also. And for the Gemara, because it's not worse than saying. It's the whole issue of that you can't walk there because it looks like you're doing something. But if you're allowed to say it, so you can walk there also. And for the Gemara, Mishkachas lo the Paris HaMechabarim. Push it. We're talking about you want to go, you want to walk there on Shabbos at the end of the Tchum, today right after Shabbos you walk into your orchard and pull off the Paris. Without there's no hetzer to do on Shabbos. Shabbos, no matter what you want, however hetzer is, you can't pull off peiros on Shabbos. That's nisi d'oraisa. So mele, it's also to walk on Shabbos to the end of Tchum, because you're walking there to do with Dvar Isser. So since you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't walk there to the Seif HaTchum. For the more about Tony Rabbeishia, Ein Machshichim al HaTchum Lohovi Tevin V'kash. You're not allowed on Shabbos walk to the end of the Tchum of the city. Today, that right after after Shabbos, you go fetch some Tevin, some straw. Mavishlei mekash about getting the straw. Mishkachas to b'mechuber. Kash still means the zangin. Rashi zanvoy sashi boilim. The zangin, the stalks of the wheat. So since it's still attached to the ground, you could say you want to get it to cut off the stalks. So treat that that's also to do on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't walk the seifat tchum on Shabbos. Ela tevin. Tevin means the straw l'chura when it's already cut off and made into hay. So why can't you bring the hay? Heichi mishkachas lo. Why is it so posh that you can't walk to a seif atchum to bring back hay? The chura hay was cut off already from before Shabbos. So chura, what's the yisur? I saw you carrying it. But that's the kasha. Let's say there'll be an erev, it'll be mutter. So since there's heichi tims that do it better, it should be mutter now also. And the Gemara, mishkachas lo v'tivna sari. We're talking about like the sari means it's fashtunken already. It's raw, it's bad, a straw. Hey, so mel it's muksa. Since it's not roy for anything, it lives muksa. Since it's muksa, it's awesome. Right, so that's the reason why it's awesome. Because you can't touch muksa. Right, the toshma. Marshichim al hatchum lefakech aliske kala. You want to close the door, maybe? Close the door. Toshma. Marshichim al hatchum lefakech aliske kala. You allowed on Shabbos walk to the end of the tchum, and it's like to take care of iske kala. Rashi, the chord means what? We'll soon see what it means. We allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of the tchum to be able to take care after Shabbos about isoka, about the chasna, about a kala. The aliske ames. So what? Then you want to take somebody died on Shabbos? You allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, but then right after Shabbos you walk weiter to do things for the mes. So we have a diik aliske kala mes in. For that's mutter. Al iske achaloi on something else is awesome. Vishlei ma'achad dumi dekala meshkachas lo. Vishlei mekala, that's a mitzvah smuta. But something else is awesome, it's good. Le mizgo le'asa. What do you want to bring for kala? You want to bring a perfume, a type of asa misadasim. Like you want to cut off nice flowers to bring to her. So only le kala it's smuta because of the dvar mitzvah. Well, yitzvistan, you want to walk to the end of the tchum to be able to cut off after Shabbos. Flowers, that's also because you can't cut off flowers on Shabbos. So it's good, why only the tzurach kala with smutter, but for another purpose it's also. drashi lemigzel leasam to yobduloi ginanod the asa lekalosa. So he made like a nice flowers for the kala. So it's good why for shastam cutting off flowers is usher to walk through the tchum on Shabbos. Because you walk in there to do a dvar iser, you can't walk there. The sarah kala is mutter. Elamate. But what's the case that we want to walk to the end of the tchum? Kedei that right after Shabbos you do something for the mace, we're saying it's mutter. Mashenka, if it wouldn't be for the purpose of the mace, it'd be usher. What's the case? My niyu, what is the case of a mace? The churon, lohovi loy orin v'tachrichim. The case is, the mace died here, now you want to get him an orin or a tachrichim. You have to go someplace else to get him. So that's the shiloh, you want to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos now, because they're right after Shabbos, you walk chus to tchum to bring back an orin or to bring back the tachrichim. It's closing. Ulkitona, we have a diyek, mace in, avalacholoy, it's only mutter for a mace, but for nachir it's osir. It is a kasha v'yamai. Why, if you want to walk the tchum just to bring back for something else, a chayfut tzosarim, lema, shim yesha mechitza maybe? Let's say if it's only a question of carrying something back, that should be mutter. Because let's say you'll have an eruv there, you would be allowed to carry it back. So if out there's a echet timsa, how you're allowed to do this type of a malacha on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. And here it's mashmit tzosar. It says only for tzorchei ameis you're allowed to walk the end of the tchum to carry back after Shabbos the urn or the tachrichim. But for something else it's also. And the Gemara name, meis nami mishkachas lo lemizgo leglima. I tell you that tzorchei ameis means not just to carry, but you have to make a mistachrichim. You have to cut and sew up the clothing. So that's a nisar, that's a malach on Shabbos. There's no hechatims to how to sew something on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the tchum on Shabbos. Could they, after Shabbos, you want to go someplace to sew clothing? But that's an iser. Mashenken, if you're doing the tzorech hameis, that's why it's mutter. So it's good where only tzorech hameis is mutter, and not for anybody else. Shrash lemizgal leglima, the sakan letachrichim, the enheter ledover hayom klal. There's no such heter on Shabbos to fix clothing on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't walk to the tchum, only for tzorech hameis is mutter. But you're allowed to go to the end of the tchum, almanas to be there to be able to watch your fields. If you want to watch your fields after Shabbos, that's mutter. And Mele, what does it say also? That once you're there ready to watch your fields, you're allowed to bring back the peris also. So the Gemara of Yafagav lo yavdil. Mashmi is saying he's allowed to walk to be by the tchum, that right after Shabbos to go to the fields and to watch it and to bring back peris. I need to make Avdolo. Rashi, Yafagav lo yavdil. I say for the mastista matam the toni. Or maybe peris biyodin. So once you go there to watch your fields, you are allowed to bring back peris also. How do you bring back peris? Lekoytisam min amechuber b'lo yavdola. That you have to cut off the peris that are mechuber without making avdola. That's the kasha. You can't do malach without making avdola. I have yom Reb Loza ben Antignis, mishum Reb Leze ben Yaakov, osel lo liyodom shiyasach veitzov koydem shiyavdol. Before you make Abdullah, you can't do malachas. You can't do what you want. You want chayfetz. So how could he have the person pick off the apples and bring them home? I'll tell you, maybe he davened marav there in the field or by the tchum. And in Abdullah, in marav, he said Abdullah. So the more name, Vomer of Yudah Mashmuel, Hamavdo betfila tzorach shiyadol al kais. And that alone is not enough. The ikat akonner is, even though you said Abdullah betfila, still you have to go home and make Abdullah bekais. So the half minute is now you're not allowed to do malachon before you make avdol al kois. So the more v'chitei with the avdol al kois, maybe Enochanami was talking about he was by the tchum, and there by the tchum right after Shabbos first he made avdolah, and then he went to pick off the peris. For the Gemara, kois besod miika. But what is a kois and in frat yain? What is it doing out in the fields? The Chur is saying you're walking at the end of the tchum Shabbos as Amish in the fields already, and you're waiting there till the end of the Shabbos, and right after you're going to the field to watch it and to bring back peris. Where's the kais? And the Gemara Tirgum Rav Nosa Marami Kaim Midrava Ben Hagitois Shonim. We're talking about in a case where it's a wine season and you're going out to the fields to watch your wine press. So if you're going out of the tchum to go to your wine press out there, the stomach you have a kais to roast, you drink wine there. I'll give you a hechatimson. The reason is, you walked to the tchum, right after Shabbos, you went and made Abdullah first, and then you watched your field, and then you brought back the terrace. That's one terrace. Omale ravada ravashidom, v'marovo amrin hochi. And there at Yisrael, they said the pshat is like this, and this is the lochom. Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol, v'yavdinon tzorchin. All you have to do malocha, even without davening, without making Abdullah b'kais, Abi Yisrael Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, you're allowed to do malacha. And Echnam, Avadi Yasa Dav Marv, and Avadi Yasa make Avdolom. But to do malacha, as soon as Yisrael Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, you're allowed to do malacha.
Omer Rav Ashi, ki yavin ben Rav Kano, nor zvar Rav Kano, hevi yomar, ha-mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, u-mistaltin et sultay. We used to chop up the fire with the wood then for the fire. So you see, even before it made Abdullah, as soon as they said ha-mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, that's enough. So drashi ha-mavdu ben kodesh l'chol, le-ker rabiyam mo l'lavis as ha-melech. To make a hecker, that's enough. Right, the next halacha, that the Indian is, you're not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah al HaKodesh. That you shouldn't do. Just to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha as long as you said, Hamavdu b'kodesh l'chil. It's providing it after the time when Shabbos is over. Right. Kla lomer abishil. Kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi, zakoi ani b'tavok echus t'trum. That was his lashon in the Mishnah. The one. Kol shani zakoi b'amirosoi. He owes anything we're allowed to talk about on Shabbos is Roshor ani l'hashtach olov. Of a you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to be by the end of the Tchum, because they're ready after Shabbos to go chus the Tchum. That was his klal. So the Gemara boy Elihu, Abishur Lahai, on which case is he going on? Ilema Reisha Koi, that says that it's Osir, you're not allowed to walk to the Tchum on Shabbos, could they to be there ready after Shabbos, to hire a Polim, or something that's Osir, or Bezoi, Ein Mach Shichim Ala Tchum, a Reisha Koi, Ein Mach Shichim Ala Tchum, Nischa Polim, Lovi Peris, that the Reisha, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to walk on the Tchum on Shabbos to be there, kedei to hire workers, or to bring peiris, or the Zoi, what is his Lashon, Abishol's Lashon, hai kol shani zakoi b'amirosei, he's saying anything you are allowed to